ולדבר בהשם ומוישה בהר סיני לאמור. דבר בני ישראל אמרת עליהם כי תבואי אל הארץ אשר אני נשיא לכם משאף סוף הארץ שבוס לשם. Speak to Klai Yisrael saying, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, Asher ani noisin lochem, I give you. Shof so oretz, Shabbos Hashem. And you should rest the land with a resting Lashem. And again it says later on, the same Indian, Shabbos Lashem, Sod Choloi Sizra, Chano Choloi Sizra. What does it mean over here, Shabbos Lashem? You shall rest the land of Shabbos Lashem, the year of Shemitah. Why is it called Shabbos Lashem? So Rashi says, L'shem Hashem. K'shem Shenemar, V'Shabbos Bereishis. V'yoyim Hashvi, Shabbos Hashem, it says in Parashas Bereishis. There the reason is, partially because Hashem rested on the seventh day. We know Hashem created the world in 6 days. He rested on the seventh day. What's the in here, dying here in Shemitah, the Yoyin in of Shemitah, or the Shabbos Lashem? Rashi says, L'shem Hashem. We want to understand exactly what the Torah is reiterating, saying common things to Shabbos Lashem. The parasha starts off, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe b'Har Sinai Leimor." Hashem spoke to Moshe b'Har Sinai Leimor. As the Sforno points out, and Rashi also comes to comment, that why the pasuk, the Torah, have to emphasize the pasuk where they were when Moshe spoke to, when Hashem spoke to Moshe, where he was. And they lo yaske b'shum mitzvah. We don't find any mitzvah in the Torah, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor b'Har Sinai, put on tzitzis, wear tzitzis, wear tefillin. Doesn't say where it took place. Zulosik Hashem Kor Chiddush Oz Bois Amokot. Unless there was a Chiddush in that place, like we did say when Mitzrayim, when they came to Eitz HaChodesh Zalocha, and there was a Chiddush, Hashem was taking them out. But Stam, every mitzvah came from Sinai. And that's Bemis Nichlan Rashi's Kasha. Magin Shemitah, it's all Sinai. Why is the Mishnah, the Torah HaKadosh making such a big deal? A mitzvah Shvi Shemitah by Har Sinai. And I'll call a mitzvah's never be Sinai. Everything's never be Sinai. So Rashi says, it's kind of teaches, Ma Shemitah, Nemba Klosev, the 70 Sinai, Avkun, Nemba Klosev, the Sinai. I mean, Sinai was, Mishmita was picked out as the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Shemitah was picked out to be the mitzvah. That it has so many different, that the Torah emphasized the Klolim, the general rules and the specific rules. And you should know that the same thing happened by all. By all the mitzvahs, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only spoke out the general rules, but also the specific halachas dialed down to the dictum. So says Rashi. Rashi goes on to explain a little bit more what it is. But again, this is the kasha that the Rishonim, many Rishonim are discuss. What's the emphasis on that the mitzvah of Shemitah took place in Hashem? Yochayim HaKadosh answers the Yisoid, and we want to boyois on this Yochayim HaKadosh with a big, with another point over here. The Pasuk says, "Da'abu b'nei Yisoid ma'at v'lem kisavoyu ala oraz ashani noisein lochem v'shof sa'ar Shabbos lasem." When you come to the land that I am giving them, v'shof sa'ar Shabbos lasem, the Torah Akdoisha is telling us a tremendous yisod according to Or Chaim HaKadosh. And be'etzem, I always had the shayla. We find it very interesting, Zach. The Eid of Shemitah, the Torah says, count 7 days, 7 years, 7 times, and then make a Yovel. It's interesting that the years of Shemitah the Yovel, 7 times, then eventually come to Yovel. The Maase, if anybody knows, the laws of Shemitah and Yovel very, very similar. Copy the land. But there's more dinim in Yovel. Not only that, I'm sorry. But Yovel, it's even greater. What happens in Yovel is, everything goes back to the original owner. The land goes back to the original owner. The slaves go back. It seems that there's a correlation though, because the Torah says count 7 and then come to the Yovel year. I always have the question, why is that the prerequisite? Why is that the hakdama to the Eid of Yovel? Yovel happens to be a different mitzvah. Give back the land, the lands go back to the original owners. The Torah says, no, count this week's project. Count 7 years, 7 times. When you finish doing that, you have a 50th year, a Jubilee year. And that year, two different dinim. Count, it's do Shemitah every 7 years. And 50 years of the counting. What's the connection between Shemitah and Yovel? And the Yisoid, I wanted to say, is that the obvious inyan of Shemitah, as everybody knows, the tachlis of Shemitah, is to understand that what we have does not really belong to us. That everything that we have is the Baruch Shalom's decision to give it to us, our possessions, our wealth, everything that we possess in this world is really Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, since all this is Shayat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to show it, we need to express it, but not only for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for ourselves. And that is what Shabbos is all about. Shabbos Lashem. Avada the Pirush is the Shabbos just like Hashem, but Shabbos Lashem, by the year of Shabbos, the Pirush is. Every week we have to remind ourselves that we're not the Bailin. Whatever we have, we're not the Bailin. Our possessions, our money, because Baruch Hu isn't the Bailim Be'etzim, and if he decides today, we're going to have a lot of money, we'll have it. And if he decides tomorrow, we're not going to have Chas V'Shalom, we're not going to have. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the complete Bailim. And if on the seventh day, don't do work. He's working a whole week, he's running, he's jumping, he's trying to make a crazy amount of money, because he thinks in his mind, that the more I work, the more I profit. The more hours I put in, the more money I gain. The more extra hours I put in, the richer I become. The nicer car, I could beat out my neighbor and have a nicer car. A Jaguar. I got driven all the way from Manchester to the airport in the Jaguar. I'll get that Jaguar all right. And everybody's staring at when we're riding down the block. I never knew I was so popular. And the world lives with the feeling, and the world lives with the understanding that the more I work, the more effort I put into my business, that's how I'm going to be successful. And the Yid is supposed to be reminded every Shabbos, of what I say, Shabbos Lashem. The Yid is supposed to be reminded every Shabbos. Sheish Shonish Tasim Malocha of Yom HaShiyah Tishbois. That on the seventh day we have to realize we are not into control. It's not just okay, take out the Jewish press and read the article. Baruch Hashem, we have the Mishpacha magazine, Baruch Hashem. So today everybody can be, you know, everybody can have something to read. There's so many different you know, magazines and periodicals. Everybody can have something to read on Shabbos. Shabbos is a day to enjoy, to find out what happened with Osama bin Laden. Find out how they captured him, and when they went in, how they shot him, and where they put, what part of the sea they put him into. Spend all Shabbos. What else are you going to do on Shabbos? And those who got the Mishpacha magazine on Wednesday, we always talk about Chazara, boy. You can chazar it over a few times, especially the pictures. See where the Bava Rebbe is eating by the Yugavasa Rebbe, and the Yugavasa Rebbe is eating by the Nagelvasa Rebbe, and everybody is. And then you get Vosses Night, you get the what's that called? Oy Kol Olam Kuloi. And, you know, if the Rebbe ate a tangerine, it's all a picture of him eating the tangerine. And next week he's eating an apple. They have a picture with the apple. He cut it into 8 slices and he gave it to his chassid next door. And everybody says, wow, the Nickel Vega Rebbe, he ate an apple in the home of the Yugavasa Rebbe. And he gave a l'chaim to it. And wow, everybody's busy Shabbos trying to read all the captions. And how many different, figure out how many different Rebbes there are. Nothing can not be made by the Baruch Hashem, let there be plenty of Rebbes. But we don't have to read about whatever Rebbe is doing every week. And every Shabbos of his life, where he was for Shabbos, he went to Meiron last week. He wasn't in Meiron. He's doing the picture with Havdalah, his Chassidim after Havdalah. Which Rebbe is doing the picture with this week? But every week is a different Rebbe. So they have another picture of it. But you can't have the same picture of the Rebbe at the Meiron. They have a different picture of it. And if the Rebbe didn't go this week, so it's a picture from last year. No one knows anyway. And he's in Meiron for Lag BaOmer. He didn't say which year Lag BaOmer. Picture of Rebbe. But after you got finished with all that, everybody said you have to spend a little bit of time. Shabbos is a time for to think, why am I doing malacha? Everybody said. You once said over in the shiur on Shabbos here on the Friday night, in the shiur that people have the wrong insight of what Shabbos is all about, everybody said. When we think about Shabbos, what comes first to your mind, everybody said? Besides sleeping 12, 18, 19 hours, I'm not talking about that. What first comes to your mind? What first comes to the person's mind is that, oh, this is Asa, and that's restriction, and that's restricted, and that's restricted. And oh, what's that's Asa? You know, yes, the guy, Shab, oh, it's probably Asa. Doesn't know, especially guys don't know Halach. That, oh, it's probably Asa. What's the Issa? We don't know we Issa on Shabbos. It's probably Asa. Because we were brought up with the understanding that Shabbos is about Isurim. Everything, what you saw Shabbos, what's, you put an equal sign? Asa. That's what Shabbos is all about. Can't do nothing. Nothing except for read that Yiddish and Nice again. How many times can you read it over Shabbos? What Shabbos is all about, everybody said, why are so many things awesome? Is it to restrain us? That's how we look at it. That's how I think, oh man, Shabbos is so hard, so difficult. No action. Where is the action? There's no hack on Shabbos. You can't talk about anything going on in Geula last night. You walked around the block 17 times. You can't talk about it. How many store windows I looked at. And if the popcorn was in Kula was popping up very strong at 17 popcorns a minute, or only 13 popcorns staring at the popcorn machine in Kula. Can't do it on Shabbos. Popcorn machine not working. Or standing in some corner and watching the cars drive by while you're looking to see who's visiting Geula that week? Your good friends from different places. It's not Friday. We can meet up and everybody with the cars going action, stores going in and out. You go for a nice ice cream in Similac, whatever that place is. And you have a good time. Shabbos, nothing. Nothing to do in our eyes. Isurim, this, that. In other yeshivas, can't even watch a movie in your dorm room. For other yeshivas, you know, not get us. What can you do Shabbos? So everything's awesome. Teretz is a place. The issue is not for the purpose of restraining you, making you feel, oh, I can't do anything. The reason why Shabbos, the Melachos, were Asur, is that we should spend time. And this is a very, very difficult thing, Rabbi, for many, many people to think. Think about it. But anyway, the Maisa, it's very difficult to spend time to think. And what are we supposed to think about? We're supposed to have time to think. Then why are we resting today? Why am I busy? Why am I at a gula with the popcorn machine? Why am I texting? Grandma! Shirley! When's her birthday? Why am I texting all my friends about such important things? That I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for lunch. The lunch wasn't good in yeshiva. Beat me up out to 75 guys about your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. What are you doing at this minute? I'm going to the bathroom. Everybody has to know. When are you coming out? To be continued. So one point, can't do it on Shabbos. Can't do it. Why? Supposed to realize Shabbos is a day of his boyness to connect with Hashem, to have the realization. To have the thought that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the boy of Yehoyah. He runs the world. And all my businesses and all my things are supposed to go into Shabbos with the feeling everything's done. Everything's finished. There's nothing that I have to do. Because I have man in control. I'm not in control. There's a boy of Yehoyah. And no matter how much I'm going to work, no matter how many hours I put in, and no matter how much people have working on the project, if your Bereshit doesn't will it, it's not going to make the money. And that's what Shabbos is all about. Coming to the realization that I could sit on Shabbos and realize that I could do nothing today. My prognosis is not going to be affected. By the Goyim, you don't work 7 days a week. Are you crazy? 7 days a week. That was the beginning of the sermon when he came over on the boats. You weren't working on Shabbos. You got to work on Shabbos. You got to make money. Yidin were Moshe Nefesh. Or Hashem had a Zayde. It was Moshe Nefesh. They would come and work for 5 or 6 days. And then for them to Shabbos, they were fired. They didn't have a job. They had no food, nothing on the table. We're not working on Shabbos. What? They thought you're crazy. What do you mean not work on Shabbos? We got to make money. We got to make. Our business won't be successful. We won't have a tzlocha. That's the goyish amalach. We understand that we're not in control. We understand that it's Shabbos Lashem. That through the Shabbos we understand that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is in control. That today we're not going to do nothing. And our prognosis is not going to be affected one iota. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the show. And that's what Shemitah is all about also. So what do we need in order we have Shabbos itself? In fact, Rashi in Mishpatim says that we would have a Havamir, the Torah has to write the Parash of Shabbos and the Parash of Shemitah in the Indian where the Moed is of Shabbos and Yontif. So we would think that a person during the year of Shemitah doesn't have to do Shabbos and Yontif. So why does he have to do Shabbos and Yontif anyway? Because it's a different lesson. Because it's a very, very big danger when a person has a field and he already owns something. There's enough work that he has to do, but you own something, and you've tilled the soil, and you've produced, and you've worked, and you've borne the fruits of your labor. You walk out in the fields, I'm full, produce, everything out there. And a person could think that it was my work. You're right. It is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's my work. I'm in control. I'm in charge. Shav Sa'or Shabbos Lashem. This land, this day is going, this year is going to be a Shabbos Lashem that comes to the recognition that everything that I had till now, as in the first big dad, that even if people do leave land, they don't work land every year. It's not how they live in the land, but not 6 years straight. The Torah says work it 6 years. In the seventh year, let it rest. The Shav Sa'or Shabbos Lashem. And the declaration is, in that moment, that I don't own this land. It's not mine. It was given to me as a matana. It was given to me as a present. It's only in my rishus because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wills it. And if He wills it one day that I shouldn't have this, it's not going to be with me anymore. And understanding that is the greatest connection that we can have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. Because whatever we know, and whatever we do, whenever that happens in our lives, we can attach it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and live a life of emunah and live a life connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But always realizing that what I have is a matana. Not trying, thinking for 1 second that the clothing that I'm wearing, that the shoes on my feet, the jacket, and the belongings that I have, and even my car that I just bought, my beautiful new Maxima CL26175, even that beautiful car that I have, it's not mine. It's a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it can be taken away any second. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Dr. Chaim HaKadosh, wants to tell us a beautiful Yisoyev here. That the fact that I have it, and the fact that the Yidden have what they have, and all the good things that we have in this world, especially Ash'arat Hashayim Inoy Selechem, Kimachmas HaSinai, what do we have? All these Achim. It's Mahmas Har Sinai. It's because of Har Sinai that we have everything. Zogt Ohacha, Ki Mahmas Har Sinai Perish, Mashikibli Bohi, Shinigmura, Hamatona, Shamanaz, Atoyrin, Nosol, Lambas, and it's so Nosol Hashem, it's all that. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the land, Amanas, that we accept the Torah. That this wonderful present called Eretz Yisrael, that this wonderful land, is directly associated and connected with the Matana, the Har Sinai. That to that nation that stood on Har Sinai and received the Torah, to that nation was given this great Matana, Ha'aretz Asher Nosel Lachem. And therefore, with the Torah Hans Chiddush a little weiter, therefore, that's going to give us the impetus and the push to understand the Shav Sa'ar Shabbos Lashem. Because who gave you the Matana? And what do you have the Matana? It's only because you accepted Har Sinai, the Helek Torah HaKdoisha, which that Torah HaKdoisha in itself demands and commands you to keep the laws of Shemitah. And the MS is a medrash. In Parashas Kisaitse, that the medrash says that we find over there many different mitzvahs. The medrash goes on, one mitzvah after the next. The medrash talks about over there different mitzvahs. Mitzvahs of Makkah. Different mitzvahs the Torah talks about doing. And the Medrash tells us that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give you different things in your life. But the purpose of having those things is to direct them for usage to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're going to do this, it doesn't mean you have clothing, you do the right thing with the clothing, Hashem is going to give you a bias. You do the right thing with the bias, you'll have more. Hashem wants to give. But He gave us a Torah to channel us and direct us that know what to do with our possessions. And the more we do the right things with those possessions, mashman the medrash, the more the bracha is going to come. And pashas, that's when this week's parasha. Because the Torah HaKadosh says that when we're going to keep Shemitah, when we're going to do the right thing with this land, we're going to understand that the reason it was given was not just for our earthly pleasures. The reason why we have this land is not only that we should become grace and mention, big people, by eating and fasting away. That wasn't the Kavanah giving you all this. The Kavanah was the Shavsar Shabbos Lashem. The Kavanah was the usage of these gifts are going to be used to channel it to serve Hashem properly. Hashem will give the bracha. He will give tremendous amounts. But He wants to see what we're doing with the money. He wants to see where everything goes. Because the tachlis of the Adam in this world, we weren't created to amass millions and to build a kever, a grave, a mausoleum, that we should have servants in the grave. They come down every day to serve us pizza. We weren't given all this money to amass mansions of houses of 475 rooms, that 395 of them have never been used, just to tell our neighbor, look at my house, how nice it is. It's 46 times bigger than your house. Hashem didn't give us all that money to amass 7 different cars. 2 of them just remain in the driveway, that everybody could just have their tongues out of their mouths and looking at my 2011 Lamborghini, the new version. It doesn't get driven. We don't want to even get a scratch on the light bulb. Shouldn't they give all the money that we have in this world to amass for our own pleasure? Don't get us wrong. We have to use our money to eat well, to sustain ourselves. As Rashi says in the Sukkah, the Tzivisiyas Bechasi, when you have the bracha and the crop, v'achalta masoiva, you're going to eat satiated. What's going to happen? Hashem's going to give you all that produce. You have to use the Shemitah. What's going to happen? So Rashi, the bracha is going to go into your stomach. I'm going to eat a little bit and you'll be satiated. Why? Let me eat a lot. Let me fast. Let me break that scale. Let me walk out of my, after I finish my eating, my supper or my lunch, and I try to close my pants, and the belt doesn't have a notch left to put it into. You got to buy an extra large size belt. They sell it by the those Chinese wrestlers over there, sumo wrestler belts. That should be the hamchal. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us the bracha. It's a mitzvah. V'achal kol samach, Hashem gives the bracha. The biggest raya. That even when you have, even when you have plenty, Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want necessarily to use all that plenty to stop yourselves. Give it out to aniyim. Use your wealth the right way. They say Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman, the Shlita, said that when he heard how much people and money was lost in this recent recession, he said, people had so much money, and they were coiled and suffering. People had amassed so much wealth. I mean, people were coming to Aaron Laban saying, this guy lost $75 million. What was that money doing? Growing itself more money? What was it doing? Laying in some bank somewhere? I'm not saying a person doesn't have to save for the future to buy $750 golf shoes that he'll use at 75 years old. Just to buy his nice golf shoes. We're not taking away his golf shoes. And he can even buy a championship 9 iron. But what's with the 74 million that's left? Where's it going? Well, I have a child. He has to have some inheritance. He only has 34 million in his own bank account. The Baal Lev said, how could it be? There's so much money, and the people that coil him and yeshivas that can't make it. Who knows, he said. Who knows, maybe that's why these recessions come. Chas v'shalom lo aleinu. It's so much money. Someone once said, if everybody just gave ma'isa, what they made, it wouldn't be a problem with the koil, which is a chiyuv. But we have to understand everything that we're giving, every matana, the Har Sinai. We have our matanas because of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we were Kabul the Torah at Har Sinai. And Klal Yisrael, who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Har Sinai, was given whatever they needed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more we have, and that's the Pshat and the Medrash over there. Every time we have more, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it in order that we should do more mitzvahs with it. You have a big house, you want to have a big house, invite Orchim there. Have a Niyam Yehi B'nei Be'ischa. Invite Orchim over. What do you have to have? $4,500 chair that just stays in the living room no one uses. Or couches and living rooms that's there for show. You want to have a beautiful home? Use it in the right way. Show HaKadosh Baruch Hu's benevolence to you by helping others with it. Bring people into your home. Take somebody into your home. You know, a very wealthy man in England. He takes in different types of kids and he raises them. He had kids of his own, but he raises kids in his home with his extra money. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to understand. You were Mekabel the Torah at Har Sinai. I gave you the land of Eretz Yisrael as a present. Realize I'm giving you the present. How does it come to realization? By showing that there's both their child to him. And that's everything. That's better than what Birchus HaMazon is all about. And the Chinuch says to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank Him for what He gave you. Show Him that He is the one who gave it to you. May have come to that realization. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give more. Because the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu remains strong in our realization that it comes from Him. That's what Shemitah is all about, Rav Hassan. That's what we have to realize. In these days, this generation, where we feel, everybody feels, everything's coming to me, everything that I have, I'm supposed to have, and if I don't have, there's kindness, if I don't have enough money, if I don't have, there's only kindness. And when he does have, how does he realize it's a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Yeah, of course he realizes, of course he says thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amada, the guy just won the lotto, he won the Powerball, 60 million, of course he's, oh, Haidu Hashem Kitoim. He just won $60 billion. Yeshiva fundraiser knocks at the door. Mr. Fireman. You know, we heard you, yeah, I have a check waiting for you. Chai Dola. I like all he's giving Chai Dola. You just made $60 billion. Haidu Hashem Kitoim of Adah. This guy can have le'olam the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the 60. But Lamai said, what are you doing with it? You're showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu your hakara by realizing, do some mitzvahs with it. And this is something that I believe is the hachonah for Yovel. I once wanted to say, because Yovel is one of the most hardest things that's to do. You had a slave for 50 years. Could be less if it started earlier. You had a land. You owned this land for 49 years. You got to give it back, totally. no money back. You give it back totally. How did the Torah mitzvah of that? How did Shai have to take? It was your possession 49 years? The Torah says in the year of Yoribel, give it back. It doesn't belong to you. Give it back, okay. Maybe I get my money back. I can get something in return. Give it back. This guy was your slave. You bought him. He worked for you 49 years. He goes back to his family. Bye-bye. Wraps up his belongings. He goes out. He walks out of the house. He's not working for you anymore. What about the money I bought you? You're mine. No. Everything goes back to its original source. You're not the Baalim. Because Baruch wanted for 49 years, 7 years at a time, every seventh year, to knock into our brains. You're not the Baalim. You're not the Baalim. You're not the Baalim after seven times. You're stumbling in to get it. And the 50th year, after that 49th, the seventh time, you finally come to realize you're not the Baalim. The rules were holding in the Yemei Sfira. Seven times, 7 days, counting the days. We spoke about the end of the counting of Bosai. We're counting to understand the preciousness, the realization. The day comes and the day goes. The day is not ours. We don't own it. We're only producing it. And there's something else we don't really own in Bosai. It's also because of it. That's all. That's everything that we have, including ourselves. Because we're going to have to answer when we get up to Shammai. After Mitzvah Shem, 120 years, I gave you a present. I gave you a neshama tahira. I gave you a pure neshama. What did you do with it? What did you do with the health I gave you? What did you do with the time I gave you? Every day is so precious. And Moshe Feinstein used to say, people in America, they have so much time on their hands. He said, I wish they could give me some of it. I don't have any time to my day. We have so much time in our life, and then we say, yeah, the time, oh, it gives a present called time, everybody says. It gives a present called life. Years, months, and days. And that present, if we don't realize it's a gift from Him, we're going to waste it. We're not going to designate it to Him. But if we realize that this is a present from HaKadosh Baruch, that HaKadosh Baruch who gave you a day, a present, you wake up in the morning, He gave you a present called life today. He gave you an existence, He gave you an opportunity to live today. What are you doing with it? Maybe if just 49 days of our time, you can come to that Moir Dikayoyim, the 50th day of our time. The day when we can give back. The day when we can stand by HaKadosh Baruch Hu after 49 days, each day count the sphere and count the realization that another day went by, another day is going by. That this present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us should be used and focused for the right purpose. For that 50th day of Kabbalah Sator and Hasina. These are the days of Oisai. We have to count our precious time. But realize even more deeper that all our possessions and everything that we have, including life itself, and especially, is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That gift should not be wasted on Tzmah B'Kachs. That gift should be put to good use. That Be'ez Hashem, each day is so precious and so special. It builds us up. And we come to the realization that all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what they stood on Har Sinai. According to Chazal, V'foschu v'omru Hashem Echol, we say in the Zemer on Shabbos, the realization of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the end of the Sphere's Malchus of Malchus. The realization that nothing is our possession. He's the ultimate king, and we are his servants. That's what Kabbalah Sator is about. We should be zoicha to count the days, but more important, to make the days count. To come to that realization slowly, that he's the melech, It's His days given to us by Matana. And through that, Be'ez Hashem will be Zoicha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bracha that will shower upon us. Only bracha. Health, because we appreciate it. Happiness, because we appreciate it. People are so depressed today. They didn't appreciate the good times. The Kodesh Baruch says, you don't appreciate it anyway. Why should I give you good times? Wealth, health, everything good in life we should appreciate and realize that it's from the gift and the hand of the Kodesh Baruch. And that will bring us to the ultimate realization that a kol, everything is in His possession. Shabbos Lashem. And we'll stand together and mekabel the Torah mechadosh. Yom Shavuos Abo Aleinu L'Toiva Mishvi Zoicha this Shavuos the Emes HaKabbalas HaTorah the Kodesh Baruch Hu Shetaka rain down upon us Brocha Hatzlocha Mishvi Zoicha to the Gula Shleimim Mimhev Yom Yom Yom.